Welcome to today's episode of Tech Talk, where we'll be diving deep into the evolving world of cybersecurity, covering everything from Apple's mandates to disable iCloud encryption in the UK and their struggles with spyware detection, to Google's efforts in enhancing AI-driven defenses against cyber threats, and Microsoft's ongoing battle against sophisticated malware attacks, all the way to emerging challenges faced by Palo Alto Networks and the dramatic hacks impacting cryptocurrency exchange Bybit. In a recent development related to privacy and security, Apple has been mandated by the UK government to disable end-to-end encryption for iCloud due to the Investigatory Powers Act. This requires Apple to provide a backdoor to encrypted user data, which has raised privacy concerns among advocates. The suspension of Apple's advanced data protection in the UK has led to debates about increased vulnerabilities and potential data breaches, as users' personal information could now be more exposed. In other news, Microsoft has identified a new variant of the macOS malware targeting Apple's Xcode platform. This malware employs new persistence and obfuscation techniques and poses a threat by stealing cryptocurrency and manipulating Bitcoin addresses. Microsoft has warned Mac users to remain vigilant against fake browser updates that spread malware and info stealers. Additionally, Apple is under scrutiny for struggling to detect Pegasus spyware, with only a 50% detection rate on iPhones. This highlights the challenges in addressing zero-day vulnerabilities and maintaining user privacy. These developments underscore the ongoing tension between government regulations, corporate compliance, and user privacy in the digital landscape. In today's tech landscape, Google is ramping up its support for innovative startups through its Growth Academy for AI in cybersecurity to address the evolving cybersecurity threats. Google's researchers have highlighted the rising sophistication of threats, such as phishing attacks involving fake QR codes targeting Ukrainian soldiers. In response, Signal has upgraded its apps to enhance phishing defenses, particularly against Russian-aligned groups exploiting secure messaging platforms like Signal, WhatsApp, and Telegram. Google's Threat Intelligence Group has been vocal about these challenges. Google is also pioneering advancements in security technology by integrating quantum-resistant digital signatures into its cloud key management service, adhering to the latest cryptography standards. Additionally, a new tool is now available for Chrome on Android to improve app sideloading security. However, challenges remain. Google's ad platform, Display and Video 360, faces scrutiny for potentially targeting sensitive data against policy. Furthermore, the newly uncovered Chrome vulnerability underscores the persistent need for vigilance against threats like buffer overflow attacks. In other developments, Google has introduced a security feature on Android to protect users during phone calls. A shift from SMS-based authentication to a QR code system for Gmail is underway. Concerns about the encryption status of Android backups and privacy issues with Google's emergency SOS feature remain topics of user interest. With an increasing number of cyber attacks carrying national security implications, Google Cloud plans to implement multi-factor authentication for all users by 2025, amid a broader wave of scams targeting Gmail users and affecting over a billion people. As part of its commitment to transparency and security, Google is providing users with tools and guidance to prevent data exfiltration, exemplified by its Workspace's data loss prevention for Gmail. Staying informed and promptly applying security updates remain essential as Google continues to advance measures in the fight against cyber threats. In recent Microsoft news, several significant cybersecurity developments have surfaced. A new variant of malware is targeting Apple macOS users through infected Xcode projects, posing a notable risk to developers by aiming to steal sensitive data, such as cryptocurrency. This malware uses sophisticated methods to remain hidden and persistent, potentially threatening supply chains. Additionally, Russian cyber attack groups, including Cozy Bear, are executing phishing campaigns that exploit authentication tools to target Microsoft Teams users, endangering Microsoft 365 accounts. Similarly, Chinese threat actors are utilizing Microsoft tools to bypass antivirus systems and discreetly distribute malware, with tactics echoed by the Mustang Panda APT group. Microsoft is actively addressing these challenges by patching critical vulnerabilities across its services. Notably, Security flaws in Power Pages were exploited before Microsoft could issue fixes, and these vulnerabilities have been recognized for their severity. Furthermore, Microsoft Outlook is under attack by malware manipulating draft emails for command execution and communication hijacking. Microsoft is stressing the importance of macro security and expert management to effectively combat evolving cyber threats. On another note, Microsoft has collaborated with digital abuse victim advocates to successfully remove harmful content, contributing to the conversation on privacy and security. Microsoft has been recognized as a leader in the 2024 Gartner Magic Quadrant for Cyber Physical Systems Protection Platforms, underscoring its commitment to securing digital environments. It continues to support security professionals by providing resources and guidance on securing Azure environments and managing Active Directory settings, facilitating stronger defenses against cyber threats. Palo Alto Networks is currently facing significant challenges as their firewall appliances are being exploited due to three interconnected vulnerabilities. These include a major authentication bypass issue in the PAN-OS, leading to potential unauthorized access to unpatched networks. In response, the company has issued patches and is actively monitoring and managing ongoing threats. Palo Alto Networks has addressed and resolved the major issues, underscoring the importance of regular system updates. The main focus of these attacks has been the PAN-OS firewall software, bringing to light the critical need for robust network security measures. Additionally, a vulnerability has been detected in the Palo Alto Cortex XDR agent for Windows, allowing privilege escalation, which stresses the urgency for organizations to promptly patch their systems. These incidents highlight the fundamental lesson in cybersecurity. Ongoing vigilance and timely updates are crucial to protect against evolving threats. Palo Alto Networks remains dedicated to securing their firewall products from these persistent challenges. Recently, Bybit, a leading cryptocurrency exchange, suffered a major security breach, resulting in the theft of approximately $1.5 billion in Ethereum assets. This incident, attributed to the North Korean hacking group Lazarus, highlights significant security vulnerabilities in the crypto industry. Bybit CEO Ben Zhao has confirmed the scale of the breach and reassured users that the company can cover the financial losses. In response, Bybit has launched a $140 million bounty program to recover the stolen assets and is enhancing its security protocols. This incident has sparked debates about the security of centralized exchanges and Ethereum's infrastructure, with experts like Samson Mo suggesting the possibility of rolling back the Ethereum blockchain. Bybit's crisis response and transparency have been praised, with influential figures in the crypto space, such as Binance's CZ, advising caution. Some exchanges have frozen portions of the stolen funds to mitigate further impacts. This breach has led to a dip in Ethereum's value and increased market volatility. As Bybit addresses the fallout, the focus remains on community collaboration to improve security standards and prevent future incidents. We will continue monitoring the developments as Bybit and its partners work to recover the funds and restore trust. Stay tuned for updates. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next week for another deep dive into cybersecurity strategies and insights. Stay safe and stay curious.